job for the Lord. I can't believe I made this girl, Celia. I haven't seen her in about a 2 years. I thought it was maybe 2 or 3 years. I met her before here at the jazz tent. And so I came alone, but the Lord said, okay, you won't be alone. So here, I'll meet her again. And she has a great testimony. Another nurse, so a nurse to nurse. Listen to her testimony in the story. It's so beautiful. Praise the Lord for Celia. Okay, girl.
I was telling her that I had a patient, very religious. Father was a pastor. As a child, he was 15 and had brain cancer. And he was dying. And they were trying to have services in the room. I was having trouble, you know, fighting my managers. But what he missed the most was all of the wonderful things in church. He was in the bands. He played drums. His whole family, every single family member played an instrument. And they were missing that. So they would come in and sing, but they were missing the drum. So I thought, you know, and it was a pretty poor family. They came in a van with a whole lot of people, and they didn't have enough to eat when they got there, and they, you know, had snacks in the car. So I said, you know, I'm going to go buy a drum pad for them so he could, like, play while they're singing.
Did they know that? Yeah, it did.
So they didn't know that. It was a surprise. They didn't know. So I thought, you know, how expensive can a drum pad be? And I'm on a budget. But I went, all right, I'm going to go down and get him a drum pad. So I said, I need a drum pad for one of my patients. And the guy goes, what kind? I'm like, oh, gee, I didn't know there were that many. And I saw the price range from about $50 to $80. I'm like, okay, we're already out of my budget. But I could only think of this pad that you can play in a house where it didn't make a lot of noise. They're like little beads inside the center pad. And there are these drumsticks that go with it that have some vibration so that the group can hear it and they can feel it, but it doesn't like drum like a drum. And that's what I wanted. And I was sitting there, and the only one that did that was like $80-something. And I was like, gee, that's not my budget. And the guy, I told the guy, I said, you know, that's the one I really want. I want it for a patient who really, really wants to do this. And I said, I don't have the money for it. I said, how's this one over here for $50-something? He goes, well, it's not the same. And there's a guy next to me going, tap me on the shoulder. He goes, that's a really great story. He goes, that kid really wants to play? I said, yeah. And he goes, and he's dying. I said, yeah, he's got a couple of weeks, but he wants to really do his singing and praising in his room. And the drum was a big vehicle for him. So the guy sat there and wrote a check for the total amount and gave it to me and said, give that kid what he wants. And so he got the drum and he played it every day, all day long. Didn't disturb anybody. Had a great time.
That's what he wanted. He's an angel in heaven playing his drum pad, not disturbing other angels.